Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. You're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Cappuccino Incorporated. This is Catherine.
And it's also Cappuccino LLC. And this is Patrick.
And this is Seek Treatment. We both started a company. It's
called Cappuccino. It's unbelievable. It's incredible. They're both Fortune 500. We started the company the next day. We got an actual snail mail letter saying, congratulations, your cappuccino company is Fortune 500.
And we both got to be 30 under 30, even though we're both above 30. They lowered our ages. They changed the rules for us.
It was so cool when they lowered
it. Was mine. Sick and cool.
It hurt when they lowered mine, actually.
Oh.
So good.
It scars.
What is Fortune 500?
I'm being you right now. Is this a scary thing to say, but I think I need to order Box of Joe.
Yeah, okay. Order Box of Joe.
Tell me what website and tell me what to do. I'm doing it right now on here. I'm ordering Uber Eats. Yeah. Oh, I don't like that one.
Uber Eats is the only one that can bring you a box of coffee. The other ones.
Really?
For me, I think.
Okay. Yes. This is where we differ. I bet I could figure out some a different
way. CS will not deal with a box of coffee.
Really?
Postmates Mike's at the end of the day. Postmates and Uber Eats are literally the same thing. And they're owned
at the end of the day, parents. Postmates to me is so Los Angeles.
Yes, Postmates is extremely.
Oh my god!
Never forget.
Okay,
when I
Joe
get a
Coffee.
Job. Remember, when I didn't get a job, and someone asked the person who didn't give me the job asked if they could Postmates me something.
I don't remember that.
Oh my god!
Wait!
Oh, we'll be back.
Box. Oh, Joe to go, box coffee, $30.
Yeah, you have to spend a fortune on Box of Joe. It's never a good idea. It's not. There's nothing that makes sense about the choice. You have to let go of that. You're clinging to that.
Okay. I'm literally adding it.
By saying it's $30, question mark, you're not committing to the nonsensical nature of the decision.
I'm proceeding to check out. Team. Hey, team. Chelsea told me that she went after she did the pod. Her friends were like, what accent were you guys doing?
Wait, what?
Because we're all like Oracle.
Wait, her friends listened just for the first time to the pod. I wasn't funny during her, so her friends hate me.
No, I actually saw her friend that you like.
Oh, the one who said he wanted to fuck me, but actually is a. That's what's so crazy about linguistics is that
it's coming at 11:14. The box.
Oh, I'm excited. That's gonna be so good.
I know it's gonna be so fun when it comes.
What's crazy about linguistics, especially in the gay community, is
tell me
that I want that to be with the title of my book. What's crazy about linguistics is especially in the gay community.
Especially
with just the letter X. is that she was like, my friend wants to fuck you, but then lo and behold. So like for me, my head goes to your friend's top. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so
sure.
crazy. Like what the word.
My friend wants to be fucked by you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because it's like sometimes when you say I want to fuck the person, it's like. Sometimes it means you're penetrating, but sometimes it just means any sex act. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm back in college the way we're deconstructing this message.
Like,
this is so, this episode is college.
Yeah. Wait, I'm so excited that I have you on the line. Because
I am so excited that you're being manic and I'm asleep. This is perfect.
Oh, yeah. I'm so manic, even though I woke up and I was tired and I was like, oh, I do not want to do a podcast episode of my podcasting treatment. But I was like, why don't I just enjoy it instead of wanting to go back to sleep? And
that's beautiful.
Because I could not fall asleep last night because I literally, God gave me a gorgeous gift of when they came back from Casa Amor in season 5 of Love Island.
Oh, the
moment, and I will say this, the moment when Amy comes back from Casa Amor in season 5 is art in the way that this, and I lying in bed unable to sleep last night, I came up with this definition of art, is that, and this is what that moment was art, is like, it's something that you can point at and say, this is exactly what it's like to be alive. And, and that is Amy coming back from Casa Amor. Like,
Curtis, that is the most, that is so beautiful.
Amy coming back from Casa Amor, and I was like, this is the human experience wrapped up into one little moment.
Oh, I have full body chills when he whispers to her, like, I need to talk to you or whatever. What does he say? What does he say exactly?
He's talking like that. And then she looks at him like, what are you talking about? And he's like, don't worry. He's like, don't worry. I'm like, no, she needs to worry.
Oh my God. That is
so worried.
No, like, he is the absolute most villainous, vile creature.
Well, I think he's gay.
Just wait. Just wait till the season goes on.
I am so excited because not that I didn't love season 4, but I did. Like, this season actually is the best season in the way of drama. Like, season 3
That's
is,
what I was, yeah.
Season 3 is the best season in the way of, like, a likable cast.
Family.
Your family.
Yeah, family.
Yeah, I'm not family to anyone in the cast, really, except for, of course, Maura, who I will fucking die for. But,
when she comes in and she's like, I want to fuck Tommy Fury.
Yeah. The fanny flutters. I've got the fanny flutters bad.
I love that term. I'm so grateful for the show for bringing that term in my life.
Yeah.
Fanny flutters.
Yeah. I thought her guy was so hot who, like, went home, who, like, was always talking about her behind her back, and then she was, like, getting furious at and then forgiving.
Wait.
He was short-lived. You might not even remember him.
Wait, no. But is that, have you gotten to the part where that guy says something under his breath?
When he says, the thing about, like, let's see if she's all mouth.
Yes, that was incredible. That guy was hot.
He's so hot.
That guy's.
I love
when she went off on him. His face was pure.
I know, because his face is hot. When his face.
Wait, speaking of great face acting, we also need to talk about your role in Succession last week.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
That was a thick dick.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a chunky little dick.
I played Roman's dick in Succession last week. It was so crazy. I got the call saying they want you for Roman's dick. And I said, of course.
Was there a chemistry read with you with Roman to see if he felt like...
There's a chemistry read with me and Roman and Kieran. And there was a chemistry read with me and Jerry where she just had...
And of course,
me and Logan where he just had to...
Right. Was he... And be how repulsed
and be
was...
incensed by it.
That scene... I mean, that episode was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. But when... I already was like, this episode is hit after hit after hit. And then when they ended with that, I was like, oh my God, this show is... Everything I could have hoped for and more. His face when his dad sees the dick is Oscar worthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But wait, can we talk about the dick? Because how do you think they select?
Whose
dick
know is that,
that,
but that was like the kind of
the,
like,
inspo for the joke.
For my art.
For the tweet.
And
art is, of course, that's exactly what it's like to be alive.
Yes, this is the human experience right there. Yeah, it was like, who's...
It was thick.
It was thick and... It was like such a creative choice to go soft with it. You know what I mean?
Was it soft?
I think it was pretty soft. I think, you know, soft and hard is...
Turgid.
Soft and hard is absolutely the furthest thing from a binary. It's
I was just
going
to say, not even close to a binary.
Yeah. It's, I would say it's a Kinsey. The dick was a Kinsey 2.5. If, like, if 1 is soft, even. Like, in 6 is, of course, rock hard.
I don't know. I think it was harder than that.
Maybe it was harder than that. I don't know.
I watched it twice.
Kind of, oh, I only watched it once. So you would know a lot better than me.
I watched Joyce. I needed to see. I was like, how exactly did this happen? And I saw that it was a thing that could happen where like the message pops up on top and you accidentally.
I didn't watch that a second time.
Because I was like, how did they play this?
Yeah. How did
they play this?
Well, there are a couple things that wouldn't necessarily ever happen. Like, no one really does that in terms of, like, just clicking on the message that... Well, for one, like, I don't think Logan would text Rem and, like, nice job, kid. I don't think any... Like...
Hey, that's so true.
Why when you're... Yeah, there was no reason for Roman to click the message even. Like, there was no... What was he trying to click? And lastly, no one says the name of the person in the text. Like, it was so TV in that it was like, hey, here's my dick, Jerry. You know what I mean? Because they needed Logan's nose to Jerry.
That's what I was wondering about, too. I was like, did he just... Yeah, either way, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I hope whoever's dick that is, I hope they're getting the big bucks, and I hope they're feeling really proud and riding this high for a while, because the jobs don't always come.
Yeah, the jobs do not and you always have to, come.
You have to ride the high of the jobs while they're there.
Yeah.
Wait, more on Casa Amor, because... There was the Curtis reveal, but then wasn't there also another pairing that was juicy?
Yes. So I'm right now deeply in the aftermath of Casa Amor. And so the other thing that's like really causing the Islanders distress is that Michael, mm-hmm. who's one of my hottest on the island. I love Michael.
He's so annoying.
Oh, I think he's so hot annoying. And like mature for once.
Anyways, my cup of Joe will be arriving soon.
It's not a cup, it's a box. It's not a cup, it's a box.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm like, I'm just so tired every day. I gave all my information to a website that said it was the IRS, and I hope it was.
Oh my God, that's scary.
I hope it was. And I'm really nice. I'm struggling with food right now.
I have to open a piece of snail mail that keeps coming. That's like important tax, like whatever.
Oh. You know, I had a full meltdown in my account.
Mail, and it's like, I physically obviously can't open this. It's too scary. I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm going through. That's exactly what I have called my accountant at one because I sent a frantic email saying, to quote myself in the email to my accountant, I'm very confused and stressed.
I don't know if my tax person likes me, hates me, wants me dead. Like, what is the deal with my tax person?
He wants me D&B dead and buried at Dave & Buster's. Yep. He wants me dead and buried at Dave & Buster's.
I can't tell if mine wants me Dave & Buster'd. I just can't tell. He's like a straight guy, so it's like you never know how he might email. Like, for one, he's very wanting to like answer an email so quickly that you almost have not even X'd out of Gmail yet from sending your email. And all of a sudden it's like a pop in and it's like, listen, I've owed you an email for 3 weeks. I'm trying to like be in the space of not owing you an email for 1 second.
Yes,
like, can I have that?
Buy me some time. Buy me some time.
It's so crazy when they won't let you be in power for 1 second because they email right back.
I think we should bring in our guest.
Yeah, let's bring in our guest.
Put your ears open for Lily West.
Hi.
Oh my God. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited.
I'm well. I'm gonna spearhead the answer on this one, Catherine. I'm well.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm so apologetic and profusely sorry for my physical appearance right now. My hair is so bad. I need a haircut so bad.
You look amazing.
This shirt is disgusting.
Don't lie to us.
Disgusting.
You look like America's Next Top Model.
I literally was like, I should change my shirt out of this shirt I slept in. This is a musician, for Christ's sake.
And for Christ's sake, it's a musician artist.
I just didn't have the time.
I have to talk about my sartorial choices that I bought this. Right now I'm addicted to Say It With Me food and online shopping.
Oh,
and
cool.
I bought a couple items from a store that is to piggyback on the term spearheaded.
Yeah.
I bought something from a store that is spearheaded by the one and only Kim Kardashian. It's called Skims.
Oh, cool.
I just posted about Kim Kardashian like 30 seconds ago.
Oh my God.
What'd you post?
Okay, it's kind of stupid. I got a new synthesizer, and there's a setting called Kardashian, and I was like,
"No,
this is my two interests together."
Oh, are you a big Kardashian?
What does it sound like?
Are you a Kardashian-holic?
I'm a Kim-holic.
Cool, I totally get that. I'm a Kim-holic, but I'm also some days a Kendall-holic.
That's I don't like
I think
that.
She's the thinking man's more. Kardashian.
I think she's the most annoying all of all.
Oh, everyone says that. I think that I agree with everyone because they say that, but what I actually feel is that I'm jealous of her because she is sort of like the closest to my realm. I mean, not that she's anywhere near me at all, but like she's like trendy in an alternative way.
Yeah.
And so I resent her for occupying that space, but like prettier, richer.
Absolutely not. You're richer.
you're richer than her. And you're
Thank you.
She is like the, I do think she's the second poorest of them, which is still very, very rich. Oh. But I have the second poorest.
Who's the poorest?
Courtney.
Even with that hit show Revenge Body.
No, that's Chloe. Girl, go back to bed and start your day over.
I really you need to go back to bed
and start your day over.
Lily, do you know what you missed this, but I literally did. I pulled such a Pat Regan. I ordered a box of coffee to be delivered to my house and it hasn't come yet.
What is a box?
It can only be done in severe allergies. It's similar to a box of wine.
But not as fun.
It's based on the box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts, which is Dunkin' Donuts.
They came to the party
about 30 years ago and said, "How about if coffee was in a box and you could your
mom?" It was invented for web series, actually.
It was invented.
They're like, what if we collabed this with an ice cold rock hard bagel, and that's how the box of Joe was born. And so I'm doing an artisanal spin. I kind of ordered from a bougier coffee shop, but I haven't had a single sip of coffee. I didn't order from Dunkin' because Dunkin' isn't. I don't connect with Dunkin' because we don't have them in Texas, or we didn't when I was growing up.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Oh my god, I connect with Dunkin' so much.
Me too. First of all,
where are you in Chicago?
Okay, wait. Before I forget. You earlier reminded me about the time that I got in a huge fight with my roommates because they wouldn't say that I was prettier than Paris Hilton.
Oh my god.
Those are toxic people
and they need to be cut out of your life.
And they are. They're gone. I haven't seen them in years.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Let that be a lesson to your listeners.
Exactly. I am technically in Chicago right now, but I don't really live here anymore.
Where do you live?
Nowhere.
Mysterious.
I kind of live in New Mexico, and then I just...
Oh, that's cool.
I just pretended to live in New York for 3 weeks to see if I was going to do it. I sublet.
Oh my god, you didn't even call us for a second.
I literally went to your live show.
Okay. Oh!
Oh my god!
Okay, babe.
Wait.
I literally was there. I was watching.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my God. But wait, that was my least funny live show I've ever done.
No, that was a great show.
No, that was above and beyond my expectation, which is high.
So you came to Hate Watch.
You came to Hate Watch.
Absolutely not.
To go to a live show to Hate Watch is LOL.
I was just going to say, Hate Watching a live show is so dark.
I just didn't know that it was possible to make me laugh with every single sentence. A little break for me to breathe or something.
Lily, we're going to have to kick you out of the Zoom. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. That's so sweet.
Oh my god, thank you.
You were funnier than me at the live show.
I was in an interesting state.
I've been funny at stand-up live shows lately because I haven't been having material, but I've been like coming up. You know, when you like go through, you're just for a couple months at a time committed to never doing material and like hoping to think of something on stage, and like it works for a while.
Yeah, that's where I am right now.
Yeah, that's where I am. But it's not working for me.
I'm
in the phase where it's being good to me right now. Which is cool.
Yeah, I have like one new joke.
I have one new joke too.
I can't wait to hear it.
I feel like it's so much harder. Like musicians, you're expected to play the same songs for a really long time.
That sounds great.
Like way longer than you want to. Yeah. Like people want you to play the old songs that you hate playing, which sucks, but it's easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you guys, it's like, I've already heard.
I know.
I remember the first, this is like... really psychotic of me. So our mutual friend Sarah Squirm.
Yes.
She used to live in Chicago, and I remember the first time I saw her do stand up again, like a second time, she did the same jokes, and I was like, I don't understand.
You're like, oh, she's a liar.
I thought she was making those up. I'm sorry. And I'm betrayed.
Oh, the box. Wait, I'm getting the box. The box.
Oh my gosh, the box. Wait, so you've been in Chicago for how long? And how do you know everyone?
I don't know. Well, I went to high school with Ruby.
Oh, I just did a show with Ruby on a day this week that I forget which day it was. So where did you grow up? Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I didn't get to see Ruby's set because it was the kind of show where the green room is completely detached from the stage in a way that you can't even dream of accessing it.
And you couldn't even dream of going to the crowd.
No, oh, I couldn't dream of it. wait, what was I going to say? Where did Ruby grow up again? I forget.
L.A.
And that's where Los you grew Angeles. Up.
Well, I grew up in London, and then I went to high school in L.A.
I was going to say, because you have an interesting accent. It's like, it's British light in a way.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think I'm Australian, which I think is because it's like, I was in L.A., which is like surfer.
Yeah.
And it's like surfer British.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is essentially Australia.
My dream is to go on Australian Survivor, but I can't because only Australians go on it.
Okay, when I was in, but you also don't drink, right?
I don't drink, no.
They're never gonna let us on reality TV.
I know.
Oh, I want to be on reality TV so bad, but I don't drink, and they'll never let.
The problem is you have to have like your last few years of, oh my god, that's chic. You have to have your last few years of drinking on TV, and then you can get sober.
Sorry. It's spilling all over my computer.
Oh my
Sorry.
God.
No, keep talking.
You have to have your last years of drinking on TV, and then you can get sober like in your third season. I feel like that is like a common career path of reality people.
Okay.
I missed it. I should have.
Me too.
Kept drinking until I got on TV.
What reality show would you want to go on?
I would want to go on. Okay. I think, it's so hard. I want to go on Kardashian.
Well, you should.
Okay, I have to apologize. I have to apologize for that. So real quick. The box of Joe was overflowing and it spilled all over my house. But now we're good. What did I miss? You're sober. You love reality. You both love reality TV and they won't let you on?
I love it conceptually, but I just tried to watch when I was in your little town of New York City. I tried to watch Survivor, and it was too upsetting. That's the thing, is I get too involved immediately.
Oh yeah.
I tried to watch Love Island and I got so upset.
Love Island can be so upsetting.
The way that they behave is so insane.
Wait, it's insane. What Survivor did you watch? The current season or like an old season?
No, it was the one where they're like, their camp is in the same place and it's guys be girls.
One World. That was actually One World. And One World. While it was an awful season,
One World.
While it's a famously bad season, though upon rewatching, it's not as bad as you remember it to be. It has an absolutely iconic winner who played in your perfect game.
Is it the guy who is two-timing?
Spoiler alert.
You know what I mean?
Spoiler alert, if you're going to watch this, watch One World, Survivor One World from 2010, then please throw your computer out a window.
Take out your AirPods.
No, it's a girl who wins, who like really dominates. The do you mean the gay who like two times and stuff?
Yeah.
He turns out to be so evil and like
I love that.
He gets voted off and like, oh no, he chooses to leave for like no reason. And he basically like there's a guy in it who's like a stand-up comedian, and he's like, I just think you should get a real job is all I'm saying. Like, he would just like say things like that all the time. And anyway, and then they bring him back one season, and I think he leaves again by his own choice, and Jeff hates him.
I thought that this also mirrors my real life. There's, in the first challenge, this girl broke her foot or something.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, she's such a faker, like, wow. She's like, ow, my wrist, ow. You know, it's like, okay, it's totally fine. It turned out to be broken in two places, and she had to leave. I always do that in my real life, too. My friend Rachel and I were on a road trip, and we were, like, doing, like, a DIY tour thing, and she was reading poetry, and, like, she was kind of losing her voice, and every night she'd be like, I don't feel good. And I'd be like, it's fine. You're fine. Like, drink some tea, have a cough drop. And then after one show, she was like, I'm really sorry, but I think I have to go to the hospital.
What?
And I was like, ugh, okay, we'll go to the emergency room. And we went, and they did the most demented thing I've ever. There was like a huge cyst in her throat.
No.
And they had to, I saw them do the most demented thing I've ever seen them do to another human being, which is like, this is so gross.
Tell us everything.
Okay, they had to stick a needle in it, down her throat, and pull out all of this pus and blood.
Oh, that's, I've had, was it a tonsillar
abscess?
Wait,
oh, I've had that.
I have.
What is that?
I think it was a tonsillar abscess.
Wait, what's it called?
Tonsillar abscess. I've had it twice. And if you get it once, then your tonsils should be immediately removed.
Yes, that is what it is, because then she got her tonsils removed.
I got it once when I was 20, and a doctor was like, you really.
So it's not, so it's like in her tonsils? Do I have it?
I'm not, no, you
would
have it.
I can see.
Lily, you don't know what I've been through today, because while y'all were talking and connecting, there was coffee all over my desk. Can you imagine what that must have been like for me?
No, that's horrible. I'm so sorry.
Wait, what was I going to say? What were we talking about?
Tonsillar abscess.
Tonsillar abscess.
Not believing your friend's injury.
Not believing women.
Not believing women.
Yes, I know what I was going to say. I never believe women no matter what. No, I forget. I forget what I was going to say. I think it was like random. Like a random thought. Like popped into my stupid
head. I have a thought. Lily, I have to tell you. The song you did with Y, Siren, the siren.
Yes.
It's on my most listened to. I listened to it when I was in Edinburgh. I listened to it literally nonstop every day. It was the first thing on my playlist for August 19. And I would listen every day, and I'd walk around Edinburgh, and I'd be like so moody, and I'd be like, sorry. I was so connecting with it. I was like, I don't do that anymore. It's one of my favorite songs ever. It's so fucking good.
Okay, that is so incredible, because I have never in my life asked to be like a part of something. I've never asked to like
go on
be I've never been like, oh, I want this person to like, I want to be in this magazine or whatever. And I was like tell my publicist, I was like, I'm obsessed with Seek Treatment.
Oh my god.
Is there any way I could get on it? And then I also
but I know you, and also I know your publicist, because she used to work at
Yuri?
Joe's Pub.
Mm-hmm. Your publicist doesn't care about me. Your publicist.
No. She told me that she wishes you were dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Publicist. I know we joke, but publicists in general, something about me.
We don't joke. We don't joke on this.
Something about me incenses publicists. Like, I'm not what they're after. They can't.
It's because you don't need them and you don't care.
Yeah, I guess. My only publicist The incensed publicists. These are the incensed publicists in my life. The one who was on the table with me and Jennifer Coolidge at the Gotham Awards, who was doing PR against me. She was doing PR against me for Jennifer. And then, of course, the famous, famous publicist who is how I learned about ombre hair. She taught me about ombre hair by having it at the Tribeca Film Festival.
That was when you really came alive, when it was so windy.
Yeah, it was so windy there. This publicist who had ombre hair, who I said, what is that?
And then
this is
like,
me to the camera person. What is that called when someone has hair like that? And the person goes, ombre. I'm like, I'm never forgetting that. And she's like, you should have. It's a really well-known thing. And I was like, I never know. The publicist, I was like doing interviews, And the director didn't want to be in it. It was like an indie movie, I think. The director was like, I don't want to be in it. So it was like just the cast or whatever. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I literally don't care. And it's like, I'm in the couch. And Thomas is like, I think he should be in it, pointing to the director. And I was like, yeah, he definitely is welcome to. And the director's like, I don't want to. And I was like, okay, he doesn't want to. And she was like, he's actually the director of the movie, so I think he should be in it. And I was like, I'm not trying to keep him out of it. I'm not like only the cast. Like, that's not my vibe at all. But like, he is saying no, and I am not going to physically force this 49-year-old man onto my couch to like ask him the stupidest gay questions you could imagine about his like very serious project. And she like thought I was trying to like slight directors everywhere. The publicist thought I was trying to slight directors everywhere by like by like respecting that man's wishes. Anyways,
I have a fun story that this reminds me of, which is that we played this festival in Spain and my manager was like, oh, you have an interview at this time, like for the festival. And I was like, totally, yeah. So I go to the interview tent and I'm like, I'm Lily from LOL, I have an interview. And they're like, oh, you want to do an interview?
Oh my God.
I was like, no. I mean, I have one scheduled. Like, I don't. And they're like, we could do an interview.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No.
That
but
is
I ended up doing it. I know, it's always hate it. I did it because then it would, if I was, I don't know, I just felt that I should, or that I had, I was like, someone's going to be mad. I'm probably wrong. No one could care less what I did. But it was like, they were like, give us 5 minutes. Clearly Googled me.
Oh my God.
Basic information about me. I did the interview. So embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Wait, that reminds me of
the interviewer was Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, it was watched by 10 million American citizens.
Hello, my little truth sleuths. We all have that friend who says they value experiences over things, which kind of makes them sound edgy and cool. But give them a Milk Bar cake for a gift so they can experience literally the most delicious freaking thing ever, baby. Master baker Christina Tosi started Milk Bar in 2008. Perhaps you saw her and Milk Bar featured on Netflix's Chef's Table Pastry Edition, and she's been wowing the world with her unique spin on iconic flavors ever since.
Milk Bar is the perfect gift for anyone and everyone in your life. And trust me, because I know everyone in your life, and that's what they want. A few of Milk Bar's best sellers include their signature birthday cake, Literally Famous, the Salty Sweet Compost Cookie, Milk Bar Pie made from toasted oat crust with a gooey butter filling, and for a limited time, for literally seconds more, Milk Bar is offering some indulgent holiday treats, such as Peppermint Bark Cake, Peppermint Bark Cake Truffles, and Peppermint Pretzel Snaps. Every Milk Bar creation is thoughtfully and beautifully packaged, made fresh, then flash frozen, and they offer fast, even overnight, nationwide delivery.
I love the ice cream cereal they have. The cereal ice cream they have is so good. And right now, Milk Bar has a special limited time offer. Get $10 off any order of $50 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/seektreatment. You'll get $10 off an order of $50 by going to milkbarstore.com/seektreatment. Once again, that's milkbarstore.com/seektreatment. Okay, y'all already know I'm clinically addicted to Girlfriend Collective. I literally just wore their skort last night. But here's what I'll say. As the weather cools down, you might be needing some more cozy comforts, like your favorite sweater, your much-anticipated latte, or maybe just some more time in bed in the morning. And Girlfriend Collective wants to make sure everyone feels comfortable all season long.
Girlfriend Collective is sustainable, ethically made activewear for everyone. They make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, and more. And their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to 6XL. So whether you're working out, running errands, or doing literally nothing at all, Girlfriend Collective has functional fabrics, colors, and styles for any activity.
Their best-selling leggings are squat-proof, come with pockets, and have different levels of support, whether you need compression or softness. Join the collective today and feel good about what you buy and comfortable in what you wear. And for listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seektreatment. That's $25 off, $100 or more, when you go to girlfriend.com/seektreatment. Girlfriend.com/seektreatment.
Wait, so I last week or last weekend, I was getting dinner with our mutual friend, Sarah Squirm. And she's like, do you want to come with me to this movie premiere after? I'm like, okay, girly. And so we both show up. We're like, I'm wearing leggings, and we're like in insane coats because that's.
I saw the pic.
Oh, I didn't see it. So she goes, so they're like, they want her to walk. When she walks up, they're like, oh my God, Sarah, come this way, like full VIP. Mm-hmm, and they're like, walk the red carpet. And she's like, should we? And I'm like, okay. And so we walk the red carpet and they're like all screaming like, Sarah. And then they're like, they look at me and they're like, they're gesturing and they're like, can we get, we need one of just Sarah. And so then this is even, so they're like, Sarah. And so I'm like, okay. So I step aside, and then the guy, the VIP guy who was like leading us, looks at me and he goes, it happens.
Oh my.
I was like, you did not need to sit. So the man, what would you call him? He was like the VIP.
Man. Oh my God.
The concierge.
Yeah. Like the VIP concierge told me that it happens. It happens that when your friend, that when your friend's on SNL, they don't want you in a picture with her. So I loitered, and it was a humbling, it was a grounding, mm-hmm. and it was a religious experience.
What
we told it that it happened.
That's good to crazy. Get absolutely torn down.
Yeah, it's every important. Now it keeps and me then. Keeps yeah. me young.
What
keeps me alert?
What movie was
alert.
It?
Alert.
We saw it was the new Adam McKay movie about the environment.
Mm.
It's called Don't Look Up.
Oh,
and it was with like, it was like every. I mean, it,
I feel
was,
like it's.
It was,
I feel like it's pronounced Don't Look Up. You know what I mean?
What did I say?
I said don't look up.
Don't look up.
But no. Well, I feel like the pun of the title, and I know nothing about this movie. The pun of the title, I think it's don't a play on don't look down, right? So it's kind of like.
Oh, that's up. What I was going to say is that they always say that, and now I'm getting confused.
Yeah, they
don't look up.
Just look straight ahead.
It's not a question. Now you're making it a question, Catherine. It's not a question. It's not upspeak. It's like. Don't look up. The emphasis on it because it's like that's the what you're not expecting. Like okay. the way you said it, which was so cool. The way you
sure.
said it was
sure,
like, don't
sure.
look up. That to me made it seem like the normal. My brain stuttered because yeah. that made it seem like mm-hmm. the normal saying that's a play on is mm-hmm. look up. You know what I mean? It's like look up.
Sure.
And there's a
no. And I want to thank
up.
You.
You guys are making me really uncomfortable because you're having a giant fight. And...
yeah. But you know what? I want to thank Kat for calling me in.
Yeah.
And sharing that with me.
Yeah, I wanted to call you in for a second. I wanted to briefly call you in.
No, it's important to have a publicist or a VIP concierge just rip your confidence to shreds every few weeks.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how people are.
It really is funny how it's funny.
You know who I have to like shout out and call in and like celebrate in the light for a second? And she's later in this podcast. She wanted to be probably my crush of the week is Casey Wilson because I read her.
Love her.
I read her book and it was so good. It really moved me.
I don't know.
She's so funny.
Oh, she was
on
Happy Endings.
She was on SNL and then she was in Happy Endings. She's on the new Paul Rudd, Will Ferrell show that's based on Say It With Me, a podcast that I listened to on my road trip.
Oh, nice.
How do you spell it?
The show is called The Shrink Next Door. The podcast is really good. The show I'm not addicted to
did the
yet
show start?
At this point in time.
Did the show start? I finally got addicted
yeah,
to Yellow Jacket.
I watched a few
episodes. I saw a trailer for this. It looks good.
The podcast
was really good.
I think I've seen Subway ads for it. And
yeah,
in that way, I've seen it.
Okay, when I was in, again, New York City, I was there. I was there.
It was rare. I remember it all too well. Go on.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. And I was on the subway.
Classic New York moment.
Classic New York
I was always walking down the stairs in my sublet, locking my little door, walking really quickly down the street with my headphones saying, I live here. Getting on the
Wait, you have
train.
A dog?
No, what?
No one said that.
What'd you say? With your little dog?
No, but I think that's cool.
That's great.
First of all, don't get mad at me. I thought you said with my little dog.
No, I do not have a little dog. I don't remember what I said. Little walk quickly. Door. Lock my little door. I'm British.
Oh, door. She's British.
The best part of all this is it's been recorded, so we're able to actually go back and figure out what you said that made me think That made me have the audacity to think you had a little dog.
Yeah.
And you're a little dog too. Famous quote. Famous quote. Famous quote. And you're a little dog too. I love what.
Famous.
That's the stupidest famous quote. And you're a little dog too.
I bet there's dumber. I bet there's dumber.
There's definitely a phase in American history where, like, that counted as a joke. Where, like, if you said something and then you said, and your little dog, too. Like, that made it a joke somehow. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
I'm so glad that's over.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad it's over.
Wait, so you're in New York. You're on the
subway. Oh, yeah. There is an ad for some tooth thing, some teeth straightening, if you will.
Okay.
And it says, it says candid, 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 candid. And every time, I swear, it says candida, 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 candida.
Like
and
the Voltaire like book?
No, like yeast infection.
Oh. You're talking about like candide. Wait, I don't know.
You're so highbrow.
I'm so highbrow. I don't even think about yeast.
I'm impressed.
I don't think about yeast.
I'm impressed that you said that.
Highbrow, no. Voltaire, lowbrow, vaginers.
Lowbrow is, what's it called? What's the yeast infection medicine called? Monistat. From Voltaire to Monistat.
That's perfect.
Monistat is like if you have that, like you like on the bartering market, like if you were to paucity and you had to barter, that's like a really high value item, I think.
Monistat.
If you had to what?
If you have Monistat. And I've created an insane situation.
Wait. Were you like bartering for things?
You're at a paucity. And it's you're bartering.
Yeah.
And if you have Monistat, that's a high value item.
Really?
Well, it's like, I feel like nobody goes to the
doctor. It is expensive.
It's expensive. And nobody goes to the doctor because it's expensive and difficult. So,
yeah.
Maybe the situation is like, maybe it's a party. Like, you're at a party, but then, like, it's dystopian outside all of a sudden. Like, either, like, zombies or, like, something, like nuclear war, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you and the party have to, like, survive forever and, like, 3 out of 10 girls have yeast infections or something.
Exactly.
three out of every 10 girls at an apocalyptic gathering has a yeast. That's why I choose Monistat.
Monistat. For yeast infections and for bartering.
Oh my God. This week, I just did. Okay, so one of the... It was like we were going to do this on yesterday or the day before. I don't remember. But I couldn't because I was doing a focus group for money because I am technically unemployed.
No, you're an artist. You're showing us what it means to be alive.
Your Facebook profile works at artist.
Oh my God. That is so visceral, that seeing that written with the little briefcase. The briefcase icon. If you know, you know.
And for some reason, like, artist is like a link that you could click on and leads to nothing.
Yeah. The link that leads to nothing is a beautiful title as well.
That is.
Wait, what were you saying, Lily?
Oh, yeah. I was doing a focus group and it was for stuff like that. And I had to say whether or not I liked what they were saying. They were like, when you're eating ice cream with a loved one.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. And your stomach hurts. Zidcan is there. And I had to say whether or not I liked that they had said that to me.
Did you like it?
Wait, give us more examples.
I did like that one, yeah. Because they looked really happy in the picture. It was pretty. And then they were like, the questions were like, is this different than advertisements you've seen before? Is it the same? Or is it a little different or something?
Oh.
And I just
different
felt...
Or is this a little different?
Who was leading the group? What kind of person was leading the group?
I don't know. Oh, I just remembered I signed an NDA. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like they're not ever good. They're going to find... First of all, they think that I'm... They told me to say... I won't say her name. That's the only thing I'll keep private. My girl who hooks me up with the focus groups, she just tells, she's like, okay, for this one, so you're 24, you make $50,000 a year, and you have IBS.
I also, similarly.
Dream girl activated.
Yeah. A girl from my college team also does that job of like recruiting focus group people. So she used to always like get me to go and I needed cash. And And it was similar. Like, she was always like, okay, you're 27 years old. You love sports drinks and you're like whatever. And it is so fun because the facilitators of those groups are always so interesting. And also there's always one person in the group who tries to like get a job as a marketing professional. Like, there's always one person where they're like, we just want to know your experience. And like, so I think other people are going to feel like this doesn't speak to them for this reason, because people essentially want, like, okay, so we don't need you to like pitch on marketing, we just want you to say what you think of it personally as. And they're like, okay, but they can't grasp that. That you know, those people I always enjoy watching, because I'm like,
I thought, no,
what? Wait, what?
No, you go. You, I thought you were done.
Oh no, I just was like talking to fill the void.
Isn't that what it always is?
Especially in a
podcast. I personally never said anything significant.
Never in a million years.
In the focus group, there was someone, well, it was like online, and it was like we did an hour, and then there was, they had to talk, the facilitators, for like 10 minutes and talk about who they wanted to continue for the second hour. I did not get chosen. Heartbroken.
Oh my god.
No.
I felt that there were people in the chat who were like sucking up as if that was going to get them to the next round. They were like, hey, I'm still on the line, like, no issue, just hoping, just wondering like how long it'll be or something. And they're like, we're still talking, and they're like, thank you so much, exclamation mark, smiley face. I was like, they don't give a shit what you say, right? I know,
wait, pathetic. Did you get paid more if you got into this, if you got a call back?
Yes.
Sometimes it's really
you
fun.
Got invited to the dance. You get invited to the dance call. So,
what's really fun sometimes is that they don't, because they'll like book a couple more than they need in case people are no shows. And sometimes you'll be the person who, if everyone shows up, they're like, you can go, we don't need you, but you still get paid. And that's a win. That's a huge win.
I've heard this rumor.
Yeah, it happened to me once.
Wait, I think it's I think it's time to ask Lily to ask you our favorite question.
Who are you?
Who are you?
And who do you want to meet?
Okay, can I just say that when I found out I was doing this podcast, I immediately stopped listening to Seek Treatment because I was started, when I listened to an episode and I started imagining our conversation.
Oh,
and I was like, I can't do this. I have a shot. Weird.
I will say when we ask this, when we ask this question to people, there's like two kinds of people. There's one who like was like, I'm nervous because I've thought about the answering this question whenever I'm a listener. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other kind of person who like claims they're a listener, but then when we ask this question,
doesn't know us.
Like, I was an optimist. Now I'm a realist, and I want to be an optimist. And it's like
nothing like dragging the people who decide who agree to come on our podcast. Yeah, they're these fucking losers.
Oh my god! No, I'm not saying that.
Don't look up.
Don't look up. Don't. Yeah,
don't
you called me in.
Don't look up.
No, I remember on Sarah's episode, you guys say that, and Sarah's like, "What?"
Oh my god!
Like, oh my god! Sarah's one of those. Yeah, Sarah's one of those.
I love Sarah's episode.
I'm dragging Sarah.
When I think of Sarah's episode, I think of saying everything to the tune of "Landslide" by Fleetwood Mac. For a long time,
I forgot about that.
It's like, and I want to move on to the next topic. To talk about something else. Who are you, and do you want to be? Can I be in your band? Can I be in your band?
Yeah.
Can we be in your band?
Literally 100%.
And what we want to be in your band.
Wait, who are you? Who you want to be? But first, what do you do in your band? What do you, are you lead vocal?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm lead vocal. So I write all the songs and like I make the records, and then live, I have like a live band. And
are they hot?
They're all so hot.
Oh my god.
Are they? Oh my god. Can they come over?
Yeah. Yeah. They can.
They where do they all live? They in will. Chicago? But, do you still consider yourself a Chicago-based band?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because they're all in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay, but wait. Sorry. Who were you? Who are you? Who
yeah, sorry.
And then
sorry.
Can your band... And then also, to follow up, can your band come over?
I'm going to go ahead and answer that back to front. And say, first of all, yes, they can.
Our amazing new segment, which is, can your band come over?
wait Lily,
do you like our new segment I invented? It was just called, maybe you haven't heard it, but it's, do you feel today like people are being demonic or like people are trying their best and they're being cute.
Oh my God. Wait, is that something you've said before?
Just very recently.
Just right now.
Probably in the window since you, like, only the last couple episodes.
When I stopped. Yeah,
when you stopped for when your own safety. When you
had to. So I cut myself off.
For your own safety.
I cut myself off.
For your own safety and for the safety of those you love most.
for those loved ones that you eat ice cream with.
Yeah, wait. Okay, anyways.
I got distracted. Sorry. I started thinking about something else. But I am here. I am present.
What were you thinking about? Just tell us.
I forgot.
You're lying.
No, I really forgot. Oh, you know what? No, I remember what I was thinking about. And I wasn't going to tell you because it's so embarrassing and boring. It was like you said, for your loved ones that you like to eat ice cream with. And in my head, I said, I don't eat dairy. And then I was like, wow, never say that out loud.
Say it when loud someone, and proud.
No, say it, scream no, it from the mountain.
I mean, when someone says,
I love this woman.
When someone says a fun, funny joke about ice cream, for you to then come in and say, actually, factually correct, I don't eat dairy, is absolutely murdering the vibe.
No, because this is very biographical.
No.
What we're doing right now is extremely biographical towards you. And so little bit of, right now I'm a murder investigator and there's nothing too small. Anything that you think we might not need to know, we need to know. Believe me, you never know what's going to make it click. You never know what's going to make it click.
Yes, you never know. There's no what's going to make this episode sing.
It's like that movie where she's in a coma, and great genre of movie when someone's in a coma.
Yeah, huge.
And he's like, the boyfriend is like desperate. And she's like, her foot kind of hurt like 2 weeks before, and that's how they solve it. You know what I'm talking about?
It sounds like
moving on.
I don't know that movie, but it sounds like truly every episode of House, the television show House, which is huge for a time.
Which is where a British guy isn't.
British.
Exactly.
That's the
and
main thing.
And that is how it's relevant to me. And also there we go. That I, when I was a child, had a very rare condition that was featured on an episode of House.
Oh my God. No. Are you serious?
Tell all. Yes. If you feel safe, tell
I absolutely
all.
Feel safe. It's called Henoxianine Purpura. And
honey, now you're just making shit up.
I swear to God. He actually never.
Okay, and what is it?
It is a extremely rare thing, which is an allergic reaction to a virus that only happens to children, and all of the liquid drained from my joint, so I couldn't move.
No.
Oh,
and
my God.
I had crazy bruises all over my body, but to the craziest part of it, to me, is that it goes away in 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Shut the fuck up.
So I went to the hospital, and they were, like, freaking out. They were like, oh, my God, she's meningitis. Like, what's going on? And then I was like, you know
how old were you?
I'm actually okay. It was my 8th birthday.
Does it go away?
On your birthday.
Does it go away on its own?
Yeah.
So House,
I was like on an IV for a while.
So House had a pretty easy job that episode in terms of not really having to do a ton.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's scary though. That's really scary. It's like you don't think about things like the liquid in your joints until you hear that and say, oh, thank God for my liquid.
Until it's
thank
gone.
God for my joint
juices. You literally
juices.
Don't know what
thank
you
got for my joint juices.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. They paved paradise and they put up a fucking parking lot.
I mean, you told me that story. I was like, they put up a fucking parking lot.
Joint and juice, serving joint juice realness on this pod today.
Joint juice cafe. Make it gamba.
Oh my God, I walked into a table so hard last night.
And classic experience. It's a classic human experience. That's art.
It is. Now this it is full art.
Now this podcast is art. I said before, Lily, that for me what's art is when you could point at something and say, that's exactly what it's like to be alive. And so a podcast where someone reveals they've walked into a table is art in that way.
Oh my God.
Wait, so who are you? Yeah. Who are you? Who you want to be?
Okay. First of all, I do love your demonic statement because I always refer to myself as demonic.
You're not demonic. You're angel. You're angelic.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
from my brief experience with you, music, you're an angelic.
Okay. Thank you. Who was I? Okay. I don't know. I think before I as a child. I would say before I was really British.
Yeah, we're all gonna need to know about what England means to you.
Yeah,
okay. I lived in England until I was 13.
Are your parents British?
Yeah, they're full Brit. Hot. They moved back to England when I was 18.
Did you go with them?
No.
Why did you guys leave?
They want. So I have three younger siblings who are much. My younger brothers are much younger than me. Like they're 16 and 14 now. And
if you feel safe, yeah, if you feel safe.
We need to know how old you are.
We need to know the numbers.
When we say if you feel safe, that means how old are you? that should be merch. If you feel safe, put that in there. How old are you?
We are so excited to tell you about a podcast we think you'll love called Sex Talk with My Mom.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It is the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Each week we interview comedians.
She starts sucking my dick. And I'm like, whoa, I guess pornos are real.
We also talk to sex experts.
I could bottom in a really dominant way. I can be like, bitch, pick up that flogger and hit me with it now.
And we also talk to our ex-lovers.
I was not that experienced with fingering. So we start...
Not that experienced?
I wasn't that experienced. I'm picking up from like what I've seen on porn,
hovering. He was hoverboarding it.
We've been featured in Esquire magazine, on the Today Show.
At Second City in Chicago.
Subscribe to Sex Talk with My Mom.
Oh, oops, I accidentally turned on Funny Games. Someone dumped me to watch Funny Games, and so I started watching it. And
oh, someone told me to watch that, too.
Oh, maybe it's the same
person. The Scary Show?
With Naomi Watts.
Movie?
Yeah.
Not watching that. I don't watch anything scary.
What's crazy about it, and this is something is so classic me, where it's like, girl, make up your mind. What do you want to feel right now? Which is when I'll put on a very suspenseful movie, but then during the suspenseful parts, I'll start like... skipping 10 seconds, like fast forwarding a little bit at a time.
That's
and it's
crazy.
Like, you don't have to feel the suspense. You're choosing. None of us is even real. You know what I mean? To watch a suspense movie, but like fast forward through the suspenseful parts because it's too suspenseful is truly what it means to be alive.
I do something that I think indicates that I am very sick. Which is that when people kiss on TV or movies, I go like this. I cover the screen with my hand.
What are you hiding from?
I don't know. I'm like, oh no, ew, oh God.
Oh my gosh.
What are you scared of?
Well, now we can kind of get back to our question that we asked and then immediately hijacked away from
not to double hijack, but I have to say one more thing is that when I was in middle school, every time I would rent a book from the library, I would...
Say
rent? Would you say rent?
You would say borrow.
Borrow.
You would say borrow.
Okay, so shows how long it's been since I've been to the library. I would immediately first read the last sentence of the book.
Oh.
And then I would start.
Oh, that, like, what, I'll never
get it. Who was I? Who was I trying to be?
You were a sicko.
The year?
Sicko.
How about
it indicated,
this?
That behavior indicated that I'm sick.
How about this? The year is the fall of 2002. The year is the fall of 2002. And in my freshman honors, thank you, English class, we are reading Agatha Christie's and the Other Renan. And when I'm opening my, I accidentally look at the last page.
No.
The last words.
No.
The last whole little bit is a letter from the killer, and it's signed his
name.
No. It's signed their name. And so it ruined that. It ruined that novel for me. It ruined that novel for me, Catherine, your practice. And I didn't even do it on purpose.
My practice is twisted.
Anyways.
So wait.
Who were you? Who are you? And you're gonna be,
who are you?
And how?
Who
and if you feel safe.
And I feel safe. I am about to what day is it, the ninth? In 6 days from today. But probably when this comes out in the past. When this comes out, I will be 28 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I'm having beautiful. Such a strange relationship with time where everyone's, when someone says their birthday's coming up, I'm like, oh, you're a Scorpio too, like me. Because I think it's the beginning of, I think it's the beginning of November, not December, but it's actually the beginning of December.
It's actually the next year.
It's actually, yeah, it's next year.
Okay, so tell us about your relationship to British. You have three younger siblings.
I have three younger siblings.
In London?
They're 16.
In London.
I have siblings that are
and then
9, 11, and 16 years younger than me.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's sad because you don't get to live with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm obsessed with my brothers, and they moved back to England when they were like three.
Yeah. My brothers never moved to England because they're so embarrassing. But yeah, that must be insane. But But why do you think you were afraid of kisses? Like, what was the vibe in your fam regarding, like, people kissing on screen?
I don't know. I think it was fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely a me thing that I developed in my secret world.
Okay, here's something. Here's a question that will tell anyone anything they need to know about anyone else. Is you're in your childhood home. You're 11. You're exactly 11 years old to the day. And you're watching television. Your family's in the room. Mm-hmm. And sexual situation comes up. It's not graphic, but it's like people are having sex or mentioning sex or talking about sex. Do you change a channel and like you all just silently know that like we're going to change a channel for 5 minutes and then go back and no one's going to acknowledge it? Or do you just like watch it and actually have a laugh with your parents and enjoy that content together because it's a natural part of life?
I wish that there was an easier answer to like scientifically help you out.
Right. Or you can make up your own answer.
Investigation, but I don't, like, we barely watched anything when I was, I feel like we just sat through it, but it's an in-between. We don't change the channel. We don't talk about it, but there's perhaps a palpable discomfort.
Totally. That's actually a really valid third option that affects millions. The third, that's an option that affects millions. So I'm glad that you represented it. But it's interesting because that would still make me think that it doesn't explain this necessarily. I'm imitating.
I know
that you're blocking the kiss.
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's like I'm thinking about the actors. I'm just such an empath.
You work at artists, so you connect.
I work at artists. I'm an empath, and I think that what if they're uncomfortable filming this scene?
Yeah. They have an intimacy coach. You can rest assured that they have an intimacy coach.
I had a
intimacy coordinator. What do they call it?
I experienced that.
I had an intimacy coordinator.
I experienced that when I was shooting the pilot.
What is it like?
That is my favorite episode of High Maintenance. Is the intimacy coordinator? She is the best character.
What season is that?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's so good.
I love that show.
An intimacy coordinator and a magician dating, and her character is like the best character I've ever maybe seen.
What's cool about me is I've never seen an episode of High Maintenance, including the one Catherine's in, including the one that I'm.
I was going to say, are you one?
Yeah,
too?
Never saw that.
Wait, which one are you in, Pat?
In is such a generous word. what do we mean when we say in? I'm in.
That's how I feel about my star turn in the Home Alone reboot.
Oh, you're a main character in Home Alone compared to me.
You have like 8 lines.
Yeah,
my dad was like, should I watch the movie? I was like, I put all my lines on Instagram. Don't worry.
I'm barely featured background in Larry Owen's episode of Seek Treatment of High Maintenance. I'm barely featured background. Yeah.
Do you speak?
There were like two or three lines in the script that got cut down, but then they had me improvise for a while, it wasn't working out. I could tell like no one was into it, and then none of it. I ended up having like one non-audible line, and then like I'm shown later eating Chinese food with Larry.
Sometimes they put my song in a TV show. And it's so quiet that you literally cannot hear it.
Wait, that's so exciting, though.
I say to myself, why did you give me money? I mean, please. I like that I was paid for this, but you really just wasted your own situation.
It's even better when you can hear it. You should email them and say, Wait, what show?
There's two shows in which you cannot hear it. One is Riverdale.
Oh my god.
I know. Everyone was so excited, and they turned on their little TVs and they said, "Hey, you're not in it."
Oh my god.
And I said, all you have to do is just turn your volume on your computer TV up to 100. And then you see. And then the other one's called Never Have I Ever. Trinkets. It's like a stealing teen show.
That sounds incredible.
Okay.
Trinkets, a stealing
sounds amazing.
Teen show.
Wait, back to your origin story.
Yeah, okay,
you're
so 13
years old. And why do you, please, the ones who are sorry are us. Toys are sorry. Really, Toys R Us.
I was just going to bring this up.
What's the problem?
who among us thought that made sense?
It didn't make any sense. I even
as a Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
I don't understand the question.
Well, it's like
the question.
The owner, are toys? I guess like I was always as a child confused if you were meant to read it as from your own POV, like you're supposed to be like Toys R. I'm included in the us. Like, I am Toys.
Toys R Us.
No.
Or is it like the owners being like, Toys are me and my staff? And so come.
But that's one of those classic things that it's a phrase when you're a child, you don't know what you're saying. You're just like, I want to go to Toys R Us.
Yeah.
I had that. There was a child, a children's shoe store in my neighborhood that was called Stride Right. But I'd be like, I want to go Stride Right. Stride Right. Stride Right. Like, I didn't know what I was saying. Anyways,
I hated stores so much.
You loved it though.
You hated stores when you were little?
Yeah, and I still hate stores. Famously, I was like,
I fucking love stores.
I hate stores. I do too.
Nothing.
I love stores. New segment. Do you like stores?
Do you like stores? I mean, there's nothing good could ever come of being in a store. When I was little, I remember being in a store. Did I tell you the story on the pod?
Did you tell this story? Hard to say at this point.
When we had to get our uniforms for school from this place at the mall, and I thought the lady could look inside. Inside the slats to see me changing.
Oh, that's a sad story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why did you guys move to America?
We moved to America because my dad was working in America a lot.
Mm.
In England, like, you know, it's gray all the time. I mean, you know, I love England, I love my family, but it's gray all the time. I was relentlessly bullied, like
really
that, why? Yeah, because I was like a nerd, and I was like in the front of the class, like, I know the answer, you know.
Yeah.
Really had no chill, just didn't understand what it meant to be chill.
Yeah.
And you know, I was like chubby, and I was like,
of course,
just a big nerd.
If you weren't chubby, it's hard when you're a child. It's hard to be on a podcast.
I agree. that is an incredible assessment that I hard agree with. And then we moved to America, and it was sunny all the time, and I didn't have to wear a uniform, and nobody knew I was a loser at school. And they all thought my accent was cool. I was like, America is amazing.
Where'd you guys live?
Los Angeles, California.
Where?
Oh, wow.
And I went, I already told Pat, but you were dealing with your coffee explosion.
Whoa, your
box.
Can I just say, I haven't seen you drink a single sip of coffee since that happened.
Are you joking?
Where is it?
Slurping.
I just had an amazing thought,
which is that it's probably going to be time for me to eat a meal when this is done, which is going to feel incredible. It's going to be an amazing experience.
I'm actually getting hungry even now.
Okay, now you're mad at me and you want this to end.
Absolutely not. No, I just remembered about
it. No, I need to know literally your life story.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is what I already told Pat. I went to high school with Ruby McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, you know?
You're the luckiest girl in the world.
How did you meet?
No.
Like, how? So it's just a coincidence you went to school with her, but then also, like,
Ruby is the best.
You were friends with the comedy kids in Chicago. Is that?
Yes. Okay. And then when Sarah and Ruby became friends, I was like, this is crazy.
You were like, make new friends, but keep the old one as silver and the other gold.
Exactly. I just said, as long as you guys don't like each other better than me.
Totally.
Yeah, classic.
That's fine, but it didn't work. They do.
It's tough.
It's tough out there.
So then you're in LA. You go to high school in LA. Did you date in high school? Did you hook in heist, as we like to say?
I hooked in heist. Okay, well, here's the thing is that I had a serious boyfriend, if you will. But that was the only hooking I did in high school because everyone else was hotter than me.
No.
But one boyfriend in high school is huge.
Yeah. Wait.
On yeah. This, well, I'm just but then we broke up and everyone was making out and nobody would make out with me.
See, for you, when I picture, so annoying. I think it's hugely like season two of a teen show energy to like to be brought in and to be British all of a sudden. Mm. Do you know what I mean? In LA. To suddenly be
suddenly British
in LA at your high school. It's season two of a teen show in an incredible way.
The problem with Los Angeles is that everyone looks like a model, and my two best friends in high school were in fact on an American Apparel billboard.
No,
so no chance for me.
Oh my god,
that is insane.
To be in a 3-person friend group and the other two are on an American Apparel billboard is
to be the odd man out because you're not on a billboard.
Yeah,
is
crazy.
His origin story realness.
Okay, you're serving origin story realness right now.
And wait, that's why I cover. Like? That's why I cover the screen.
Yeah.
When people kiss.
Yes, yes. Because you were left out. There we go.
Yeah.
And because your friends were kissing on the billboard.
Yeah. Exactly.
So wait. So then what happened? What was your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like?
And how'd you get him?
Pat's like, was he straight or gay?
Was he straight or gay? How'd you get him and where is he now?
How'd you nab him?
I don't remember. He was like, he's cool. Of all of the people that I've dated, I still think he's cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He sounds really cool.
Okay, you know what I realized recently that was so fun is that there's all these people that I dated that I didn't like, and I just realized that I could just lie and never talk about them again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well.
Oh, honey. Well, here we are making millions talking about every single person you've ever been with. Oh, honey. Nice.
Yeah, he was cool. But I famously broke up with him to try and hook up with other people, maybe? Didn't work. Tried to get him back.
Classic.
He wouldn't take me back, so I fell into a deep teenage heartbreak depression. No?
That's why you work at Artist now.
And that's why I work at Artist.
Were you writing music in high school?
No. I didn't start playing music until I was like 20, 21.
Oh, cool.
Incredible. So then you went to Chicago for Call?
I went to Chicago for art school, for School of Art in Chicago.
Hot.
Yeah, that's hot.
Painting.
Oh my
god!
Wait,
what?
Yes.
Wait. Yes. What?
Yes. And I will pay both of you for your merch.
Yes.
Paintings of us for merch.
Yeah.
We have
people would love that,
but not
great.
Prints. You can pay $22, and Lily will paint you a portrait of us.
She'll spend 3 weeks.
They're going to be exactly the same. Every time we have to sit for it over Zoom, we sit for a portion over Zoom.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to art school, but it was kind of getting in the way of my partying.
You're a party girl.
I was a party girl.
In a party world.
What'd you like? Pick your poison. What's your poison?
Yeah.
I was addicted to cocaine.
Oh, cool.
Go absolutely off.
Tell us all that time.
It was so bad. I was addicted to cocaine.
Did the cocaine start in LA?
No. I did cocaine for the first time in LA, but I didn't. Actually, now I'm remembering when I was a senior in high school, my two best friends who were on the billboard confronted me once. They were like, hey, we feel like you do drugs a little too much, and I was like, wow, you guys are really fucking rude. Yeah. Like, how dare
that
you?
Is rude.
Just
that
because I'm not on a billboard doesn't mean I'm a junkie.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
I can't do cocaine ever again because last time I did it, I fell asleep at my house, woke up at 1:30 and went back out.
That's
wild. Wait, at 1:30 a.m. you woke up?
Yes. Yes, because of cocaine, the drug. So I'm actually done with
cocaine,
that
cocaine, the drug made her do that. Cocaine, the drug made her do that.
So anyways,
yeah, it's
you're
bad.
In Chicago, you're doing cocaine, you're painting.
I'm not really painting because I'm mostly doing cocaine.
Yeah.
For for where? Adderall.
But what, would you ever do that?
Oh, Pat's favorite.
Yeah, would you ever do that and like work, you know what I mean? Or would you like just
a little bit, but I feel like I just made like didn't care about what I was doing, so I just made like horrible stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And then I dropped out after a year and 2 months because my friend Emily Kempf, huge fan of the pod, shout out Emily.
Hey, Em. Can you pass me that water bottle? That's what I was saying. Just trying to use it in a sentence.
If they were friends, that's totally what he would say. He's always saying that to me.
I say that to her all the time.
Em, were you passing that water bottle?
What kind of spaces in Chicago were you partying in?
Houses? Well, I also feel like once you start doing drugs a lot, you just end up in like basements with like other basement people.
Yeah. You do. And even if you're it's not a like, basement, like structurally, it's totally a basement.
Exactly.
It's giving basement.
Yeah, it's giving basement.
Spiritually a basement. And the sun's coming up and you have nothing in common with the four people
You're hurting me.
I know.
Wait, that so when did you tough. Make the choice? When did you make the choice?
To
surrender. When did you surrender?
21.
Cool. That's young.
That's so young.
Well, I didn't really make the choice. The choice was kind of made for me.
Rude.
Did the billboard girls come catch you?
No.
You've heard of billboard dad.
Billboard girls, come get your girl. She's high on coke in a basement.
And she has nothing in common with the people here.
That's the worst part. I was 21. I basically overdosed and I was in the hospital for a couple days, and then I went to like a rehab.
Cool.
Oh, good.
And I literally didn't even, the funniest thing about it is that I didn't even realize that I was a drug addict. I thought that I was in there because I was depressed. Yes. And then the counselors were like, so we want you to see our drug and alcohol counselor too. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, like, so as a joke, okay. we're doing a prank on our drugs and alcohol person. So as a joke, we're going to have you see them.
Exactly. I was like, okay, whatever you want, I guess. And that person like slowly revealed to me the connection between all of my problems.
And did it click for you?
I think like 3 weeks in, I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But when I got out, I just was like, I'm going to not drink or do drugs for a while and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then eventually I was like, wow, oh my God, I have IBS, like something, I'm like always throwing up, something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
It was like never occurred to me. It's like, maybe... because you do drugs every day?
Yeah. I remember one time I peed blood and I was like,
oh my God.
No. I was like, could it happen to anyone?
Exactly.
I wonder what kind of damage I've done. Sometimes I wonder. Thank God I never go to a doctor, except for one time I went to a clinic and it was a gay doctor who told me he always did karaoke at the duplex. And I was like, can I have someone else?
Oh my God. The duplex follows you. I told you when I was in Scotland, my masseuse asked if I go to the duplex.
Yeah, the duplex is famous. And that's why
it's an amazing story.
And we're famous for getting our starts there. Never forget the girl in Dearborn, Michigan, the 50 plus year old lesbian woman who kept telling me everywhere in New York was, quote, where she got her start.
Of course.
Did I ever tell you about her? The blonde girl?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. The first time I ever did a traveling show was in Dearborn, Michigan. It was with no one I'd ever met before. It was just these three other people. I was the youngest person there by 20 plus years. And it was like, I found out it wasn't for the Dearborn, Michigan Pride. So I was like, oh, this will be like gays. But then it was truly all 60 plus lesbians. It's a huge part of their like LGBTQ plus community, which I celebrate. But that is not like who I think loves my material. And the person they were really excited to see was this blonde woman who was smoking a kind of cigarette that I forgot what it was called, but it was like very cartoonish. And she really was like, had seen it all. And
she was like, so what's your deal? What are you doing? Where are you performing? And every geographical place I named, I was like, I do a lot of shows at the Duplex. Have you heard of it? She's like, heard of it. That's where I got my start. And then she would take a drag. And like every, I could have said Chipotle. I was like, I ate lunch at Chipotle. She's like, that's where I got my start. And I was like,
you must have told me about that because I made a video of me like doing that.
Yeah. I think that was that time.
That was inspired by that woman. What was I going to say?
I hope she's well wherever she is.
Okay, so then did you, once you were sober, is that when you started doing music?
I started doing music a little bit before, but I like didn't really do it. Like I just didn't, I knew like three chords on guitar and I wrote some songs and I didn't get any better at it. And I did a DIY tour that was very, I mean, it was a bit ill-fated. I did like a long.
Why?
Because I was wasted and me and my friends were fighting. It was just, you know, it's like when you're wasted all the time, everything is just chaos. Like,
yeah.
And you can't understand why. You're like.
Like, why is everyone being crazy?
Yeah. Everyone's like, everyone's being crazy all the time. But then when I got sober, I did it. I got way more serious about doing music.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the rest is his. How did you start with your band?
I started my band because Emily Kemp, who I mentioned before.
Shout out Emily.
Shout out Emily!
Give me that water bottle, Emily.
And that was my first song, and that's how I got started.
No way.
That's where she got her start.
That's how I got my start. She was in this band. I saw her play in a band called Super Magical. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. You have to be my best friend. And she agreed was
to
down.
It. She's like, I agree to it.
She agreed to it, and she showed me. She was also like the first. She was sober for like 8 years before,
oh, wow.
too.
Oh, cool.
She's like 10 years older than me, has like 10 more years of sobriety and music experience, and like taught me everything I know. And she invited me to play this show in Chicago she did for people who like didn't really play music. I had never played a show. And then she was like, hey, do you want to play music together? And I said, of course. And then we went on an extreme journey together.
That's incredible.
And now she's in her band is called Dead, D-E-H-D. Sarah is in one of their music videos. It's really good.
Amazing.
And Alex Grelli. Do you know Alex Grelli?
So, yeah. Someone just sent me one of his videos.
Sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he is in all of the Dead videos.
He's so good.
He is a genius.
I wonder if he cares about me.
Yeah.
Even at all.
No, I don't know if he cares about us. Who sent me that video?
Wait, is he straight, gay, or what?
No, gay.
Wow.
Wow, when there's a gay person that Pat doesn't know about, it can be hard.
There's no way he would care about me then. Alex Grelli, we'll let's find see out. What the deal is here.
We'll have if to he find out.
Follow me.
So many people don't follow me.
It's really okay. Crazy. I mean, I have like very, I've basically everyone, all of our friends, I've the least on Instagram. Don't you agree? But I don't care.
I don't know.
Okay, well, here's what happened.
And just like that?
Doesn't follow me.
I need to watch that.
Doesn't follow me one bit.
Okay, Kat, I don't follow you because I felt like it, so much time had gone. I was like, you're going to notice if I follow you, you're going to notice that I wasn't following you. You know what I mean?
No, so but now.
Like, now I can.
But now we can follow each other.
Okay.
I'm so glad.
The thing is, I'm so glad
this
I went
got
like
worked
a year
out.
Ago.
I'm so glad this got worked
I'm
out.
So, no, but like a year ago, I just like went through and just like chaotically unfollowed. Like,
I did the same thing. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I needed to cleanse my palate. Yeah. But now I'm just like following. Like now, like there was this fan who was just like, "Will you follow me?" And I was like, "Of course." But why would I not? Why would I not do that? Who the fuck cares?
Oh my god, so nice.
Like follow, but no, who care? I'm like, yeah, I'll click this button for 1 second.
Send me that person. Send me that person. I'm following them. Send me
I
that person.
We're
Joe.
Following them.
I'll
send you their profile.
Thank
wait,
you.
So,
wait,
okay.
So who are you now?
So then,
who are you now?
Who are you now?
Oh my god. I don't know. Who am I now?
Are you Sing?
Well, your album just came out. Are you Sing?
No, I am famously one of the millions of bisexual women in a relationship with a man.
Cool.
One of the millions. It's an epidemic. It's the pandemic.
It's the pandemic. It's a robust. It's a robust
it's a real
community.
Pandemic.
It's a robust community.
What? How long have you been together?
On and off, 5 years.
Really? So you're like so in love. Are you so in love?
Yeah.
There's something that's so romantic to me about on and off. When I was little, I was desperate to be an adult who was in an on and again, off again relationship.
I know, but I don't think you would take well to it.
I really like being on and off again. He does not. He would rather everything just be chill. But actually, our relationship in some ways very much mirrors Sarah and Dan's in that he is a really controlled, kind person, and I am a psycho.
I never met Dan.
Wait, what is?
I never met Dan.
It's hard to meet Dan.
Yeah, that's a good. That's very true.
I've struggled to meet Dan.
What is he? A musician?
He's a recording engineer.
Perfect match made in heaven. Do you work together?
We're not allowed to anymore.
That is so romantic.
I know.
That's love. That is love.
I love love. Yes. I love love.
Do you want to get married?
No.
Really?
Do you want kids?
No.
Cool.
Double cool.
No.
Why? You just think it's not your vibe? Do you feel like because your siblings are so much younger than you, essentially raised
you
them.
Have kids. You're already a mom.
You're already like, mom.
Oh my god, not at all.
I'm a mom.
I didn't do shit.
I'm not a mom in the least.
I'm a mom, but my younger siblings treat me like I'm the young one. No one respects
me. They're wrong.
No one respects me.
That's true. That's literally
really
true. No one knows your power. You're harnessed the power.
No one knows my power, starting with my blood relatives. What was I going to say? Interesting. And what's your dream professionally? Arena tours.
Aren't you touring in the spring, or what's happening?
Amazing that you know that. Thank you. Yes.
Are you going to New York?
Yes.
We'll have to see you.
So can you please let us know?
Absolutely. I will obviously put you on the list times 1,000 VIP plus 1,000,000.
Fabulina.
I have a plus.
It's April 26th.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so that's in a few years. So we'll see you in a couple years.
I can't even imagine.
I'll see you in a couple years.
I can't even imagine it being April. Do you think it will still, it's so crazy.
Do you think it will still be this way?
Will it always be this way now, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, where do you live in New Mexico?
I have been there when I was little. You guys have to come visit. I live in Taos.
That's where I've been.
I've never been.
But I was 5.
My boyfriend has been to New Mexico.
What's it like?
I live in Urship, which is a type of sustainable housing that is made out of trash.
What?
Yes.
Urship?
Yes.
Urship?
I'm Googling this.
Earthship.
Earthship.
In Taos. Earth.
Yes.
Google Earth.
Wow.
Me and I hate to be that. I know M. you. I know. I'm bringing up M again, okay? Listen, I have my own identity.
Oh my God.
I have
amazing.
My own identity. But Emily and I
you
went
live
to,
here?
Yes, Emily and I went to their school to learn how to build them, and we became obsessed. And
wait, what? There. Can you build?
Wait, these are cool.
Oh my god, this is incredible. You live there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not looking at yours. I'm looking at other.
Can I say
think.
Something? I have
wow.
this website looks a little
Did you
bit.
Make it?
Are you mad at me?
I am not mad at you at all. I did not make the house. That I live in, but my friend Phil did.
Okay, so what's Phil's deal?
Phil is the main foreman of a ship, and he's like 50 or something, and he's like kind of a hippie, and he's very cool.
I feel like I'm looking. Oh no, this is there's a picture of someone named Michael.
Michael Reynolds, yeah.
Michael Reynolds.
Oh my god! So wow, do you have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the Wi-Fi made of trash?
So your first, so Emily lives there. Wait, is it Emily or Emma?
Emily.
Wait, Emily and you live there. And does your boyfriend live there?
No, that's why I kind of live here too.
What does he think of you going to the Earth Show.
This is another crazy thing I'm doing.
Oh my God, I love you. Wait,
I'm jealous.
I could never live.
I could.
I mean,
a lot of them are like mansion-y. Like,
no, these are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I'm sure that the ones on the website are the fanciest ones, but you're literally invited to come stay.
Wait,
you know, I've always wanted to go to New Mexico, and you know, a lot of good runners live in New Mexico.
Well, what?
The Lobos, the University of Mexico Lobos.
Do you have a car?
Their women's team is very good. Their women's
team is
very good.
How do you get places?
Emily has a car.
So Emily is your mother.
Yeah.
Wow, this is fascinating. So how... When you're there, how do you spend your days?
Well, just walking around like the rocks and stuff.
That sounds amazing.
I got confused thinking. I started thinking about Emily's having a rave there in the beginning of next month, and that's the next time I'm gonna go there.
How long have you been in New Mexico? Did you already say I'm sorry?
No, I went to the academy in June, and then I got October, but I go back and forth so much. And like I said, I was like pretending to live in New York.
I want to live in Arizona, maybe.
Why?
I don't know. Amazing question. I just want to.
I have no desire.
I want to leave here.
Wait, I actually have to. I have a call with my accountant, so I have to go. But we have to find out who do you want to be.
Oh shit! Okay, cut all of that. I just saying that because it felt powerful when you did it, and I want to have that.
Yeah.
Okay, so cut keep that in.
Okay, keep that in, but cut that out. Who do I want to be? I want to be just like chill. I just want to be happy and relaxed and not be worried about money and live in the desert and make music. And I want to be a ceramicist.
Oh my God, meet me too.
Oh my God.
I mean, I just decided that right now because it sounded...
You should talk to Mitra. You should talk to Mitra about it.
I will.
Mitra's amazing.
Maybe you were talking to Pat, but...
Both
no,
of you.
Oh, no, no.
She has a... I think she has like a wheel and a kiln and...
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Anyways. Okay, wait. So do y'all feel hot today?
No.
No, not even close.
Not at all.
Really?
Not
oh my
at
God.
All. No, I was up till I could not fall asleep last night.
Swollen.
I could not fall asleep last night. It was... I'm talking 5 a.m. plus...
No.
I'm knowing I have to wake up at 10 latest. And I just don't like my... I need a haircut. Like, enough is enough is enough.
People literally always say that, and I've never seen that.
No, it's part of my reality. It's part of my reality.
I think I don't understand hair. Like, what people's expectations
are. Well, it's like, this should not be. This should not be. Like...
No,
for me, it's about the shape.
You look
no,
good.
It's bully. Yeah. Like, it just gets bully at a certain point. But, yes, I don't feel hot. Whatever. Wait, Lily, do you feel hot?
I feel kind of hot. I like put on a shirt on purpose because I feel like I talk better when I feel that I look good.
I totally,
me too.
Absolutely hear that.
Me so much. Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. Sure, it's
so...
R Us.
Me so much.
Well, then it was like the RS revolution, like, and Babies R Us came, and then everything was an RS all of a sudden. Anyways, sorry.
But now I feel like it's bankrupt.
Anything that's ever been an RS is bankrupt now.
Is bang. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then who are y'all crushes of the week?
Oh, Casey Wilson. I think her book is so good. It's
what's it about?
It's essays, but it's very... I would say it's light reading, but she'll all of a sudden hit you with something really meaningful every once in a while.
I feel like she's goals. Like, she has an amazing career.
Yeah, she's real and raw.
She has a storied
and like not
career.
Trying to be cool and not trying to like impress you for once, which is worth its weight in gold. Do you know what I mean?
In this fucking town. Yeah. Crush of the week. What have I been? I'm having this thing where I don't even know what I've been doing, but I feel so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I do. My crush of the week is my Skims, my silky Skims oversized pajama top.
Beautiful.
I should get that.
Thank you. You would love it, actually. I'll send you the link.
I want Skims so bad, they're so expensive.
But you're a Kim, a holic.
I know.
You need one item.
I know, but I can't decide. It's too much pressure.
I'm wearing Skims sweatpants and this blouse.
That's good. I'm also currently cut off from shopping.
Yeah, I'm doing that now because I spent so much the last month. Okay, wait, so who's your crush of the week?
Okay, sorry. My crush of the week, I didn't remember that it could be objects.
It could.
looking around. Okay, well, no, it's too much of a visual experience. So this is a podcast. My crush of the week is my friend Eric, who bought me AirPods for my birthday.
Oh my, that's so nice.
Wow. I know, right?
That's such a good gift. Like,
I know.
So overpriced.
I'll never forget when I got in the mail a set of off-brand AirPods with the message, "It was amazing working with you." No signature, no idea who they're from.
Oh,
I loved them
God.
For 2 months, then lost them. But so I truly have no connection to them anymore, and I have no idea who gave me them or like what kind of AirPods they were or what project. I hadn't like worked on any products recently. If you're the person who sent me AirPods because you like to work on a project with me, definitely reach out so I can say thank you and tell me where you.
Maybe it was a prank.
Maybe it was a prank, but it worked in that they were great AirPods and the prank was on them.
So who's who's the joke on?
You know what else? Are you guys mad at me?
Wait, I have a second crush of the week.
Oh, okay.
And so I went to a bowling alley last week, and the old man that ran the bowling alley was very sweet, and I'm projecting, but it seemed like he really cared about bowling, and he was very helpful, and he's my other brother.
That's incredible.
That's beautiful. I love that.
I wish I knew his name.
I love bowling. Don't tell anyone.
I won't.
In sixth grade, I was incredible at it, and that's all I'll say.
Thank you.
And that's all that you need to know. Now,
are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me that I have to go talk to my accountant on the phone? That's why I'm being business bitch now. Okay. Fair enough. Hey, fair enough.
Are you mad at me that my
wait till I invite myself to your Earth show?
Are you guys both mad at me? I can't think of a reason why you would be, but are you?
I am not mad at you, but I feel like because I'm mad at Kat, it's
right.
sort of
you have to be
like, rude. Not to
it's
be mad.
Like really aggressive of me
totally.
To only be mad.
It would
at
be
one.
Literally bad for women.
Yeah.
Exactly. That would be the third time on the podcast that I have proved that I do not listen or believe to women.
Pat, I actually am so the opposite of Matthew. You were so funny today.
No,
you
I
lifted me up
not.
When I was so tired. You encouraged me to get the box of Joe, which is sitting next to me.
Yeah.
A little puppy.
I lent you my strength. I said, if you don't have the strength to order a box of Joe, borrow mine for a little while.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's
exciting.
Oh, wow. What's that accent? Oh, wow.
Oh, Midwest.
That's like Minnesota.
Minnesota. It's actually Minnesota.
Lily, I could not be mad at you for a second. I adore you.
I know, it's just
you.
So nice and fun.
I know. It's
when
so
an episode is easy, thank God for once.
I can't wait to see you play in New York.
Me too.
I can't wait to come to your Earth ship.
I cannot wait. I'm so sad that I'm literally leaving LA the day that you guys arrive.
Thanks. And I can't wait. And I can't wait for M to pass me that
water bottle. And that's our show. Thanks, folks. We're here every week. We love you so much. Bye.
Bye.
If you're boring, it's fine.